Hello, welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I am your host, Olivia Birch, and today I'll briefly discuss herbal adaptogens. We all experience stress in life, and herbs are here to support us. Historically, practices like Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine revered adaptogens for thousands of years before the Western world caught wind of them. In fact, Western medicine has a hard time making sense of adaptogens because they are a unique set of plants that don't simply address symptoms, which is how allopathic or Western medicine operates on a basic level. What is an adaptogen? Adaptogens are creatures that help our bodies adapt to stress. They support normal metabolic function and they help restore balance. They increase resistance to physical, biological, emotional, and environmental stressors. Through this, they provide a defense response to both acute and chronic stress. Herbalists like David Winston and Stephen Mames have a more technical threefold definition. First, an adaptogen is an herb that is non-toxic, so they are not harmful and they have very minimal, if any, side effects on our physical and mental health. Second, adaptogens produce a response in our body that builds our adaptive energy. They stimulate the body's optimal function through multiple avenues, allowing it to build a reserve of adaptive energy it can use when we encounter stress. Stimulants are different because they may give us more energy in the moment, but ultimately they deplete our cells of their vital energy without replacing it. Finally, adaptogens have a normalizing or balancing effect in the body. These plants balance and stimulate systems like the neuroendocrine and immune system. They will tone down or strengthen the activity of a system depending on our needs. So these plants have a clear intelligence because they assess what is occurring in our body and adjust their actions to fit our individual needs. Adaptogens help our bodies build the energy to support us through stress. They increase our resistance to its wear and tear, and by regulating our body systems on a whole, they improve their functionality. And through all this, they also help us relax. Adaptogens are an incredible class of plants. In a healthcare system where care is often reactionary and symptom-focused, adaptogens might seem a bit odd and out of place. Preventative, holistic methods of maintaining well-being are essential in this system that often lacks support until we are already hurting and depleted. This is where adaptogens really come in. Here are plants that essentially want to support us through difficult tasks, give our bodies help building up energy reserves, and bring balance where it is lacking. Adaptogens can also increase the effectiveness of certain modern drugs like antibiotics and antidepressants. They can also reduce or even in some cases eliminate the side effects of some drugs. They can therefore be a very helpful support to therapies like chemotherapy. Additionally, adaptogens are tonics. They are herbs we can take over long periods of time. And to be truly effective, we often need to take them for a while because their benefits are seen with compounded use. Many adaptogens the herbal community knows well are from China, India, Russia, and Europe. There are a few recognized from North America. This is because of the dominance of the Western medical tradition here. It is also due to the systemic illegitimization of indigenous knowledge and healing practices by colonizers. More plants may be officially recognized as adaptogens as interest and appreciation for alternative healing modalities increases. Here are a few examples of adaptogens we might know. American ginseng as well as Asian ginseng, ashwagandha, astragalus, the cordyceps mushroom, tulsi or holy basil, licorice root, reishi mushroom, schizandra berry, and shatavari. Many of these plants are commonly thrown into a formula to simply make it work better. These plants address and alleviate struggles like adrenal fatigue, aging, anxiety and depression, arthritis, breathing problems, cancer and cancer treatment, diabetes, digestion, fatigue, liver damage, and sleep problems. They also manage stress, restore the urinary system, enhance athletic performance, and improve brain function. They can improve our cardiovascular function, improve our eyesight, improve immune system function, increase longevity, improve musculoskeletal health, physical and spiritual health, regulate our sex hormones and libido, and improve the quality of our skin, hair, and nails. They can also manage weight gain and especially help with stress-induced overeating. Stress generally breaks down our bodies and the systems that run it. Chronic or acute stress can bring about a host of imbalances and generally decrease the functionality of our bodies. Chronic stress ages us faster and reduces our immune system strength. By tending to our stress response and building up our body's ability to withstand it, we are able to live healthier, more relaxed lives. Working with adaptogens is one way to reduce stress and restore our bodies after stressful events. Adaptogens aren't a panacea or a miracle cure. They are one piece of the puzzle. They pair well with many herbs, especially nervines, which are nervous system tonics, and these herbs often enhance the adaptogenic effect because nervines help us relax as well. Adequate sleep is another significant factor that allows our bodies to repair and function optimally. Regular exercise is also key to a healthy body, mind, and spirit. It can reduce stress too and help us sleep better. And of course, a balanced diet plays a huge role in our health as well. That's all for today, my friends. Thank you for tuning in as we scratch the surface of a deep topic with a wide range of applications. I hope this introduction to adaptogens lays some groundwork for future conversations about plants and their wonderful capabilities. And I hope it inspires you to think about what you can do on a daily level to reduce your stress just a little bit. Remember, your health is always in your hands. And please contact me at orp1015@gmail.com with any questions or comments. And tune in next week for more.